Earlier this week, a handful of National Football League teams fired their head coaches, and the Arizona Cardinals organization was one of them, letting Steve Wilks go after only one season. Of course, it was one of the worst seasons the team has experienced since moving to the desert. So where do the Cardinals go from here, and just how bad is their outlook? With me to talk about that is Eric Edholm, who covers the NFL for Pro Football Weekly. Eric, how is this Cardinals job perceived around the league? The team doesn't have a lot of talent and only won three games this season.
Because there are so many openings around the league, there were 8 head coaching changes. That's one quarter of the NFL, which is, you know, actually a little bit higher than what we've seen in recent years, where the average has been around 6 or 7. You have more teams to compare it to. You can nitpick a little bit more. And, you know, the really coveted head coaching candidates out there, rather, can be super picky about their job. They can pick the exact quarterback they want, the exact owner they want, the exact draft position or salary cap space, and they can really kind of get down to the granular level if they want to. So just taking kind of a 30,000-foot view at the team, you've got some real positives. I think Josh Rosen is considered a positive, even if he is unproven. I think a lot of people will say that having that young quarterback in hand, as long as you like the guy relatively, is, you know, worth 2 in the bush, so to speak. So that's a good thing. Having the number one pick in the draft is always a good thing. Whether you end up using that pick or trading down or what have you, it means you get your first opportunity to pick the player you want. I think that's the beauty of it. I'm guessing that because of the disappointing season they're coming off of, they also can be aggressive in free agency. But to your point, you know, talent level, suspect. The fact that there may be a GM who's a lame duck status, questionable. There's some things that you have to worry about. It's a strong division too. That's another consideration.
So a lot of people would indicate that the trends in the NFL, and we know these things are cyclical, but lately it's been about offense. It's been about creative and point scoring and less about having a great defense. And the Cardinals last year hired a coach who had a defensive background, and it didn't work out for a lot of reasons. But do you think they flipped? Do you think they decide they don't have to go offense, but do you think they're leaning offense at least to start this process?
It's a great question. I think because they probably want someone to get the best out of Josh Rosen, whether that person is a head coach or an offensive coordinator or even a quarterback coach, you know, obviously that's going to be paramount. But, I tell people all the time, I said, you know, I think it would be a mistake for teams to strictly say, hey, let's go the offensive-minded head coach route because, you know, that's worked in a few other places. You may be overlooking some really good head coaching candidates, and those skill sets are different from being a coordinator because of, you know, by virtue of being swept into the undertow of this league trend. I understand the thinking, right, of, hey, if you hire a defensive coach and then you hire sort of a young, up-and-coming offensive head coach or offensive coordinator candidate, rather, you know, you might lose him in a year or two, because we've seen that happen where guy has a good year running an offense, gets a head coaching interview, gets a job. And now you're starting over. You're picking somebody else if you're not promoting from within. So I understand the concern there, but I also believe that you can't bypass a good candidate just because, A, you had a defensive coach before, and B, this is what everybody else is doing.
I was thinking about how different Wilks was from Bruce Arians. I mean, in many ways. And
sure.
Arians was, you know, embraced here. Obviously, he won for a while, which is the most important thing. But also, he's such a character, and he's so unique. Just in terms of the NFL, such a buttoned-up league. Is there something that almost, like the Cardinals maybe got tired of Arians' act, the fact that he was sort of the star of the show as opposed to the organization, and you go for more of a low-key guy, and do you think they, I don't know, maybe regret that part of it?
That's a really interesting question, and it's one that I think people may sneer at or say, well, that doesn't matter. If he wins games, that's the bottom line. Well, true. But I do think that because of the visibility of teams now, the social media profiles, you know, these Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts are kind of the internet lifeblood of these teams, and that's they get people fired up. Hey, watch this video. Hey, read this feel-good story and all that. You know, a lot of it is about sort of keeping that buttoned up image and everything. And when a coach can get a little too big, you know, for his britches, and I'm not saying Arians was, but if there's a bombastic personality that's kind of dominating, it can go one of two ways. It can be a really great thing, or it can get tired. But to Arians' credit, I mean, winning 8 games with that roster and that quarterback situation 2 years ago, I would have a hard time feeling like somebody got tired of that because he did a really great job coaching his final year. So it's a fascinating question. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, as you said, the Cardinals have some attractive aspects to it. And the NFL, at least lately, has been built around this idea that teams can turn it around really quickly. Could this team be 500 or better next year if they make the right call on coach and draft picks?
With good coaching, kind of the right mix of talent, the right schemes on both sides of the ball, a little bit of help here, there, and everywhere, yeah, it can happen. I would pump the brakes a little, but I can say that I think they have a chance to be competitive. It's not an awful situation right now.
Eric Edholm of Pro Football Weekly. Eric, thanks very much for all your insights.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you.